You know what we need? We need a radio show on the air, like maybe on Saturday nights, that talks about this kind of thing.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman here. I want to let my listeners know about a brilliant Renaissance man named Dr. Arthur Perry.
You want to talk to Arthur Perry? The best in plastic surgery.
He's a distinguished, award-winning cosmetic surgeon trained at Harvard and Cornell with a practice in New York City on Fifth Avenue.
Dr. Oz, are you there?
I'm here, Arthur, and I want to again applaud you, having worked with you on a book and numerous other activities.
He's written numerous medical journal articles, and he's contributed to textbooks on plastic surgery.
Your remarkable knowledge, but also your grace at delivering content, which is why it's been a blessing to have you on my show so many times.
It's clear that when it comes to skin and aging, this doctor knows what he's talking about.
Joan, the public wants to know.
The public doesn't give a damn.
As a really, really gifted physician, I want to pay you the highest tribute I can give to a surgeon, which is when people come to you, they don't come for an operation, they come for an opinion. And that's why I trust you with my friends and relatives.
When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart.
I didn't realize we were going to get the Michael Jordan of plastic surgeon. 90210 bows to this guy.
And welcome. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's a Wrinkle right here on WABC. And the phone number here at ABC is 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. This is the show about you. This is the show about your wrinkles, your fat around your hips, maybe your small breasts, maybe your large breasts, or maybe just droopy breasts. This is the show about fat, where you don't want it, maybe where you do want it. Maybe we put fat somewhere else, like in your nasolabial fold, but we take it out of your belly. This is a show about cosmetic surgery, about plastic surgery, about skin care, about what you look like, and you can become part of the show once again by giving us a call, 800-848-9222. So now tonight we're going to be giving out daytime, and the reason we're giving out daytime is it is the summer. It's finally the summer, and I'm actually broadcasting from Florida now, and I'll tell you why in just a second. Today I'm in Florida. I know it's raining in New York, and the UV index is actually it was still pretty high today. It was 9.5 in New York despite the cloudiness, despite the rain, the floods in New Jersey. But in Tampa, where I am, it was 12. 12 is enough to fry an egg on the sidewalk, as they say. I mean, that's hot. It rarely gets to be 12, but here in the middle of the summer, it can get that way in the southern United States. It can even get to 12 in New York. Anything over 3, you need sunscreen. So they're frying in Tampa and in Miami. Interestingly, I looked around the world to see what some of the UV indices, that's the plural of that, were, and it never really gets above 8 in England. And that is the reason vitamin D deficiency is so common in England. If your skin has any color at all in it, you need to supplement yourself with vitamin D. Well, today we're giving away daytime, bottles of daytime. That's my SPF 20 sunscreen. That's what you need when you walk around New York on days like this. You need more than that if you're going to the beach, however. But for daily use, SPF 20 is just great. I've got zinc oxide in my daytime, and zinc oxide, I think, is the perfect sunscreen agent. And the reason for that is it doesn't get absorbed into your body. It doesn't travel around for 2 days like many of those other sunscreens. It doesn't act like estrogen in your body like many of those other sunscreens. Some of you might have seen me on the Dr. Oz show talking about this very controversial show. However, I really believe very strongly that zinc oxide is the best sunscreen. And that's why I put it in my daytime. It also has the broadest spectrum of all sunscreens. That means it will block ultraviolet A and ultraviolet B. You don't really need to know too much about that, except you need blockage. You need coverage for both of those. So daytime for those callers today with good questions for me. You got to have a legitimate question. You can't just call in and say, send me the daytime. Some people do that, but you can't do that. We need a good question. 800-848-9222. Okay, so today we're going to talk about rhinoplasties. Rhinoplasties are, you might call them nose jobs. That's kind of a derogatory term. We like to call them nasal reshaping or rhinoplasty. A new study came out talking about complications in rhinoplasty, so you're going to want to hear about this. We're also going to talk about the latest craze, is it? I'm not sure. Surgery to look like Melania. I can't believe this stuff. You know, there's a story, you might have read it in the New York Post. Kind of makes me sick when I see stories like this. Not because of Melania. I like Melania and others. But do you really want to look like someone else, or do you want to look like yourself? So we'll talk a little bit about the Melania surgery that's coming out. And she's beautiful, yes, but, you know, so are lots of people. And do you really want to look like someone else? All right. A huge cluster of infections in New York City, but not from surgery done in New York. Surgery done in the Dominican Republic for cosmetic surgery. Those of you who are going down there or went down there, you've got to be on guard. There's something terrible going on in the Dominican Republic when it comes to surgery, so you want to listen about this. You're also going to want to hear about the riskiest of all cosmetic surgical procedures. We talked a little bit about this a few weeks ago. The final paper was just published. So you're going to want to hear about this one. This is a procedure you're going to want to skip, in my opinion. And I did want to mention once again, we're going to be, the reason I'm in Florida is we're going to be on Home Shopping Network. Home Shopping Network is located in Florida. It's the other one that's up north, but I'm on the Home Shopping Network. So next Tuesday, so today's Saturday, you only have a few days to get ready for this. Set those DVRs. Better yet, watch it at 2 o'clock. And at 7 o'clock, 2 in the afternoon and 7 in the afternoon. And the reason you're going to want to watch it live is because the special is only during the show. And there's a very limited number. And I'm telling my New York audience, I'm sure they're not thrilled about this, but the New York audience gets to know that the complete kit, that's all four products. It's daytime, nighttime, soft time, the moisturizer, and clean time, the world's best soap. It's so great. I sound like those politicians, right? But it really is. It's a great soap. Those of you who have used it, those thousands of people who have used it, have told me, so many of you, that it is the greatest. And I have three patents on Clean Time. So we're not giving it away, but on HSN, that kit that normally sells for $150 is $89.95. But it's during the show. So you've got 18 minutes at 2 o'clock and 18 minutes at 7 o'clock to order your complete kit. So this is the opportunity. Home Shopping Network, 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock. So the New York audience gets the jump on everybody else because there really is a limited number that we're selling during the show. Trudy, what can I do for you? What is your wrinkle?
Perry, thank you for taking my call. I've had three skin surgery, three basal skin cancers on my face, which required Mohs surgery. I want to know, even with sunscreen, can I go in the sun again?
How old are you, Trudy?
75.
So you're 75 years old, and you had three skin cancers, three basal cell carcinomas. And by the way, I want to just let our audience know what these are. So basal cell carcinomas, if you're going to get cancer, that's the cancer to get. Because
I know, that's what my surgeon
really,
told me.
Yep, it doesn't spread, thank God. But if you neglect it, it can get worse and worse. So what starts out as a little pinpoint can very quickly, well, in the beginning, it actually spreads very slowly, or it grows very slowly. So it takes a few years to get to the point where it's several millimeters. But once it does get to that size, it will start growing. And they can ulcerate. And in fact, the old name for these, and the name that we learn in pathology in medical school, is they're rodent ulcers. Terrible name, right?
Terrible.
But that's the description. But, you know, 100 years ago, before people had routinely had surgery and all the other treatments for basal cell carcinomas, these things would grow and erode into the skin, and it would look like a rodent was chewing away your skin. It's a terrible thought, right? But that's what the basal cell carcinoma is. So basal cell carcinomas grow locally. They don't spread. They don't metastasize, except in people who are significantly immunosuppressed, and then they can. The other types of skin cancers are squamous cell carcinomas. A little worse, they can metastasize, but they have to get pretty big to do that. Metastasize, by the way, means spread. And the worst one, of course, is the melanoma, which even a small one can be quite a big problem. There are now treatments for melanoma, chemotherapies that we didn't have even a few years ago. So back to your question now. Basal cell carcinoma is very, very common. And the answer to you is, yeah, of course you can get in the sun, but not without sunscreen. So you need, I would recommend, a 30 SPF sunscreen with zinc oxide pretty much every day of the late spring, summer, and early fall. In the winter, you can get by with just my stuff on your skin, which is an SPF 20. That's okay. But Trudy, if you have had three basal cell carcinomas, you're going to get more. And the reason for that, you don't necessarily have to get more, but you want to prevent them. That's what I'm saying. The reason you might get more, that's a better way to put it, is because most of your sun exposure was when you were a little kid, when you were a teenager, when you were in your early 20s. And it's a cumulative thing. Your body never forgets that exposure to ultraviolet light. And so now when you walk around and you go to Florida or you go out in the streets of New York and you get a little bit of a sun, you might get what's called an actinic keratosis, which is pre-malignant, but that turns into a squamous cell carcinoma, but you might also get a basal cell carcinoma. So you really want to protect yourself. So what does that mean? It means a hat with a broad rim. It means not wearing that tan-through clothing. It means using sunscreen with an SPF of 30, which you don't really have to go higher than that, but you need broad-spectrum coverage. That means ultraviolet A and ultraviolet B. And the last thing you should be doing is wearing glasses or sunglasses that have UV protection because your eyes suffer also.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So that's your answer, Trudy.
Okay.
You know, keep ahead of it. See your dermatologist every 6 months, and then they freeze those things off that are very early so that you don't have to come and see me to have them cut out or reconstructed. Okay?
I have one more question. The last
All right, go right ahead.
Pardon me?
Well, we've actually got only a few seconds, so tell you what, why don't you just hang on the line? Hang on the line, and when we come back from our commercial break, then we will get to your second question. And Ann, don't hang up. Ann from Cave Creek, Arizona is hanging on the line. So when we return, we'll get to both of those questions. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, 800-848-9222. We'll be back after these words.
Aging really does sneak up on us, doesn't it? Well, there is something you can do to help you look as young as you feel. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Schedule a consultation in my new 5th Avenue or my Somerset, New Jersey offices, and we'll sit down for a full hour and come up with a plan just for you. This year, there are some great new procedures, like longer-lasting wrinkle fillers and the incredible InstaLift, which dramatically lifts your cheeks and jowls in a one-hour exam room procedure. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. On the web, it's periplasticsurgery.com. That's periplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m., right here on WABC.
Tom, what do you like best about this job?
I like to see the look on people's faces when they see the difference we made.
Describe that difference.
We make places feel big
and clean.
We give people a fresh start,
a do-over,
a brand new day
with birds singing and everything.
And what do we say to people?
All you have to do is point.
And whatever you're pointing at will disappear.
And what happens after it disappears?
We recycle the recyclables.
And donate the donatables.
So planet Earth stays happy and healthy.
I love planet Earth.
Me too. It's my favorite planet.
So they point, junk disappears, and we do the right things with it.
Right.
Very right.
And when do we do all this?
We come when it's convenient for you. We work until midnight,
7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
I've cut way back on salt.
And I eat lots of salmon and broccoli.
I exercise to lower my blood pressure.
Because you're so stressed?
Because I try to do everything I can to be around for me and for you.
When we take care of our own hearts, we're also taking care of the people closest to us. So it's comforting to know that RWJ Barnabas Health has New Jersey's most comprehensive cardiac care program, with access to top specialists, minimally invasive heart surgery options, and rehabilitation and wellness programs that strengthen and protect hearts. We're also home to the state's most experienced valve replacement team, and we're one of the nation's top 5 heart transplant centers. So get your heart checked. It's as easy as visiting rwjbh.org/heart for an appointment.
I plan on being around for us a long, long time.
Me too.
your heart doesn't beat just for you. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And this is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. The phone number, 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. We've got Trudy on the line, and Trudy had another question. Go ahead, Trudy.
Dr. Perry, I'm sorry to bother you with another question, but my last surgery was done on my nose about a year ago, and the scar still is very prominent. Will that ever fade?
Well, Trudy, that's a good question. It takes about a year for a scar to completely mature. So in terms of, for those of you who have scars, we all know that in the very beginning, the day after the surgery, you've got a wound, and then the stitches are taken out, and then people ask me, how long does it take to heal? The process is about a year, because for the first 3 months, your body makes scar. It just wants to make lots of scar. And at 3 months, the scar is at its all-time worst. It's reddest, it's hardest, it's the most prominent. And from 3 months to the end of 12 months, in the average person, by the way, your body will soften the scar, and it will usually settle down. So what you're left with at a year is usually what you're left with forever. So the question is, you know, Trudy, on the nose, it is a very difficult place to reconstruct, and it doesn't surprise me that you have a visible scar on the nose. It takes an awful lot of skill. I'm not saying your doctor didn't have skill, but it takes an awful lot of skill. Sure, sure. But regardless, you know, if you think about the amount of skin on the nose, we don't have a lot of extra. We've got lots of extra skin on our bellies and our backs and our even our arms. There's a little bit of extra skin. But for those of you who have not had surgery on your nose, if you pinch the skin on your nose, you realize you can't spare too much, and that's the problem. So what you're left with without having other surgery is what you probably will be left with, Trudy. So what else could you do? Well, that's what plastic surgeons do. It may or may not be possible. It may or may not be practical, but you could be evaluated by a plastic surgeon, and it is possible that that scar could be made better with further surgery. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Perry.
You are welcome. Thanks so much for calling. Ann from Cave Creek, Arizona, where I actually have been. Are you listening on the Internet, Ann?
Yes, I am.
Yes, Cave Creek. You have near Cave Creek is the largest shooting range in the United States. I think it's like 2,500. Is it the Avery, the Ben Avery?
Ben Avery, yes.
Do you know?
Yep.
Yeah. It's. I think you can fire a cannon there, I think. So I went skeet shooting there a long time ago. I brought my kids, and it was a lot of fun there. So, Ann, what can I do for you? What is your wrinkle?
So my question is, I was wondering what your opinion was about a procedure called plasma skin regeneration, specifically the efficacy of it for skin laxity on the neck and excess skin.
Well, it's interesting that you asked that question, and the reason it's interesting is because I didn't think anyone was doing it anymore. It was a procedure that was popular somewhere between 2007 and 2008. But I guess it's sort of the old axiom, if you buy those $100,000 machines, you're going to use them. So what is that? It's a method of creating plasma. I think they take nitrogen and somehow ignite it, and it's almost like a sort of a fire on the skin. And it's very interesting because I remember this machine well. You can actually cook a steak with this material, with this plasma, but it's cooked but still red. So it doesn't create char like a traditional heat injury does. So that's kind of the background. And I remember the salespeople would have a piece of meat at the sales meetings and at the plastic surgery meetings, and they'd fire this plasma at the steak, and it would actually cook it, but it's still red. Anyway, regardless, it went in and it went out very quickly, and the reason, my understanding, I never did the procedure, but my understanding is kind of dangerous. Very difficult to judge the depth of the injury for the reasons I just explained. And so it kind of came and kind of went. With that in mind, My recommendation is that it not be done because, you know, I don't know who's doing it anymore, and certainly there aren't good studies anymore that show that it's uniformly safe. And so, you know, that's generally my recommendation. It's sort of surprising when I hear about a machine that's been out of use for most of us for a decade. So anyway, you know, I mean, the person that has that machine is probably swearing at me right now saying, I've been doing this for 10 years and my patients love it. Well, you know, and that may be true. And you certainly, if you really consider it, you have to look and see the results. You want to see some photographs of his or her patients. And you also, you might want to talk to one or two of these people also, because I can tell you, having done many, 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 probably thousands of laser procedures over the years, I used the CO2 laser a lot between 1995 and 2005, and I still occasionally use it in very motivated patients. But I can tell you that the recovery is quite intense for that laser, and I think it also is with the plasma regeneration machine. And I think that's called the Rytec. I think that was the name of the company, R-H-Y-T-E-C, if I remember. You know, the people that I've done are very happy for the most part, but almost everybody says they wouldn't do it again. And the reason they wouldn't do it again is because the recovery is so intense. And some of the effects we don't see for a good year with the laser. So the skin lightening that occurs with the CO2 laser usually doesn't happen right away. Usually takes about a year to see that effect. So just be careful with this one because it's not in common practice anymore. Okay?
Great. Great information. Thank you so much.
Okay. I understand you had another question that was written down. Did you want to ask me? We've got a little bit more time. Roberta, hang in there a minute. I know we're going to get to your question, but you had a question about the short scarf facelift also. I saw that written on the board.
Yes. I actually had two other questions concerning the short scarf facelift. I was wondering if, as I understood what you said, you use reduced anesthesia, and while doing that, is it possible to do another procedure such as eyelid surgery?
Well, where did you hear me say reduced anesthesia? I'm not sure I ever said that. So let me tell you a little bit about, well, the short scarf facelift is the is pretty much what most of us do nowadays. And over the last decade, we have changed from a long scar facelift. And for those of you not familiar with this, let me explain what I'm talking about. A facelift from 1907 till about 10 or so years ago involved making incisions in the hair, up in the temple, in the hairline, above the ear. And then we went in front of the ear. Sometimes we go inside the ear. My incision goes inside the ear. And then loops around the back of the ear, goes back up the back and out horizontally back into the hairline. So that's a long scar facelift. And that traditionally has been done, yes, since 1907, although it wasn't that aggressive in the first 30 or 40 years of it. It became much more aggressive in the 1960s and then even more aggressive in the 80s. So those long scar facelifts were very popular, but the problem with them is that they elevate the hairline and they leave incisions within the hair. And that means you have to be very careful with what hairstyles you choose. Or if you go swimming publicly, in fact, probably a lot of people don't after a facelift, after the long scar facelift, because when you come out of the water, your hair parts right along the incision, and everybody can see just where you had your facelift incisions. And that's typical. And also, the worst of the facelift incisions occur, the most noticeable, rather, behind the ear. So you won't wear your hair up, and you won't wear it in a ponytail. So the short scar facelift gets rid of those incisions above and behind the ear. We make a sideburn incision, so it goes out from the top of your ear towards your eye, about an inch or so, and then we go in front of the ear, and then just a short distance, maybe a half an inch at the most, behind the ear. So it's a very different operation. The thing about it, though, is it is more difficult for a plastic surgeon to do that short scar facelift than a long scar facelift because now we're operating through a little tiny incision. So instead of these big incisions, it's more difficult for us. So the skill level is actually higher. And the time required takes about the same time. The average for a facelift in the United States is about 4 hours, which is about what it takes me to do a facelift. So, you know, sometimes people talk about doing facelifts in 2.5 hours. And some people take 5 hours to do a facelift, and that's okay. It depends on the skills of the plastic surgeon and just what they're doing. Some of the shorter time duration facelifts eliminate some of the steps. So there were these quickie facelifts that were in vogue a few years ago, advertised heavily by different companies, and they didn't make incisions underneath the chin. That's the other part of the facelift. They didn't bring the muscles together in the neck. That's a very important part of the facelift. And they also didn't lift that second layer of tissue. That's called the SMAS, S-M-A-S. I won't bore you with what it stands for. But that two-layered facelift often is not done in the quick facelifts. Sometimes they just put a couple stitches in and kind of tug that layer up as opposed to lifting that second layer. So you have to be careful in terms of judging facelifts in terms of time. Regardless, I do most of my facelifts under local anesthesia with sedation. So that means we're not putting you under general anesthesia. And the reason I do that is because 20% of people get nauseated with general anesthesia. We don't want nausea or vomiting after a facelift. So under local anesthesia with sedation, nausea is extremely rare because the drugs used, which are called Versed and propofol, those are the most common ones used, and also one called ketamine. These are great drugs for local anesthesia cases. They don't cause nausea in most people. I mean, anything can cause nausea. Now, you also asked about, can you do the eyelid lift at the same time? And the answer is yes, you can. We start getting into more time involved in surgery and complications go up. But it's pretty common to have your eyelids done at the same time as a facelift. So when you have your eyelids done at a facelift, we're usually at about 6 hours, which in my opinion is the limit for local anesthesia with sedation. It's all most people will tolerate, and also the limit for being an outpatient. All right, so Ann, there you go. Short scar facelift, a good procedure. Yes, you can do the eyelid procedure at the same time. And Ann, thanks for your questions, but yeah, we have to take another break. The music comes right in. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle on WABC, 800-848-9222. We'll be right back.
Did you know that most skincare doesn't help your skin, and most products contain toxins? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've designed the world's simplest skincare program, and my products are effective and safe. Start your day with Clean Time Invigorating Soap, made with the right pH and without sulfates or other toxins. Then protect your skin with Daytime SPF 20. Before sleep, massage in nighttime to feed nutrients that are scientifically proven to reduce the appearance of wrinkles and improve skin tone. My skincare reduces signs of aging by over 50% with 6 months of use. These three products are all that's needed in your skincare program, and with a WABC code, all three are yours for $75, a savings of $35. But hurry, when the summer's over, so is this offer. Call 844-DR-PERRY. That's 844-DR-PERRY. Or order on drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com.
Time Warner Cable Business Class is now Spectrum Business. And at Spectrum Business, the best keeps getting better. What does that mean for you? It means your business gets faster internet, more advanced voice, and over 99.9% network reliability. It also means no added taxes or fees, and no contracts, ever. Because at Spectrum Business, we believe in earning your business every day. Just call 866-928-4330 to get our new, faster internet speeds, up to 100 megabits per second for just $44.99 a month. That's more speed than Verizon Fios for less. Plus, you can add advanced business voice with unlimited long distance and over 30 calling features for just $29.99 a month. It's all part of our commitment to redefining what a cable company can be. Call 866-928-4330 today and switch to Spectrum Business for internet speeds that beat Fios for less. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, everybody, sit here. Coney Island, just the name alone, makes you think of summer. And there's no better way to enjoy a summer evening than at the ballpark on the boardwalk watching Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. Single game tickets start at just $10, and they're on sale right now. See former Met All-Star second baseman manager Edgardo Alfonso and Brooklyn's new boys of summer and experience all the excitement, fireworks, family fun, and great giveaways that have become synonymous with the Brooklyn Cyclones. Opening weekend is Saturday, June the 24th, featuring post-game fireworks, and Sunday, June 25th, is Paw Patrol Night presented by Nick Jr. To purchase tickets or for a full list of promotions, visit BrooklynCyclones.com. This season, there's great theme nights, appearances, fireworks every Tuesday and Friday night, and kids' theme giveaways every Sunday. Opening weekend is Saturday, June the 24th, featuring post-game fireworks. Visit BrooklynCyclones.com. Brooklyn Cyclones baseball, amazing, starts here.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-700-0833. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-0833. That's 1-800-700-0833. 1-800-700-0833.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
What is your wrinkle? This is Dr. Arthur Perry, board-certified plastic surgeon and the host of What's Your Wrinkle for 12-something years right here on WABC, and before that, some other station that I honestly, I can't remember the call letters anymore. All right. Oh, they're all looking at me. Of course I remember. All right, so 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. Roberta, what can I do for you? What is your wrinkle?
Yes, good evening. Recently, I had Juvederm put in the upper lip, which is satisfactory. However, I'm interested in having something done for the lines in the lower jawline. Is there anything more effective than that?
Well, Juvederm is one of the couple big companies. There's actually a few out there now. Mm-hmm. Juvederm is part of the Allergan company. It's an excellent company. They've got excellent products. There's Juvederm, and there's a couple different grades of Juvederm, and then there's their new stuff. How's that to describe their filler, which they spend millions and millions to?
What is the name of it?
Well, they have Juvederm Volbella. Volbella with a V. Volbella. It's V-O-L-B-E-L-L-A. And then there's Voluma. Voluma is another one. And then there's another company out there, and that is Merz Pharmaceuticals. They've got products also that are very good. And then there's another one called Medicis. I'm not going to go through each and every one of the products, but Medicis has...
Which one is more effective?
There's no answer there. There are different products, and there are different uses for the product. So the way to look at the filler, there are hyaluronic acid fillers, and those are the most common ones. And then there are products that are not based on hyaluronic acid, like Radius, that's Merz Pharmaceutical. Radius is built is based on calcium hydroxyl apatite, which is the building block of bone. And then there's Sculptra, which is another one. That's a polylactic acid, I believe.
What you're saying, are they all fillers?
They're all fillers, but that's where the similarity ends. So, Roberta, now listen to me about. Let me tell you about this. So there are different fillers. There are many different fillers now. So there's no simple answer to your question, because there are many different fillers, and many can be used for the jawline. And what it comes down to is the choice of the plastic surgeon. And that's a complicated reason why a plastic surgeon chooses one particular product or another. Some of it may be cost, but usually that's not the answer. Usually it's performance. So this week, I happen to like the Restylane products. So Restylane has come out with Restylane Refine, and Restylane D-Fine. Restylane D-Fine is a deep product that lasts about a year and a half or so, and I use it now to fill in the jawline. And what we're talking about, for those of you who don't understand what Roberta is talking about, as we get older, how old are you, Roberta, by the way?
50.
Okay, so you're 50 years old, so you have a jowl because if you're human, you begin to get a jowl in your late 40s. And the jowl is where the skin, the fat, and the muscles in the face begin to drop, but they're held up by the chin.
Well,
so there's hang on a second. Let me just explain this to the audience, because a lot of people don't understand just what you're talking about. So there's the chin, and then there's you had a smooth jawline until you're in your mid-40s, but now your jawline is broken up, and the jowl is what breaks it up. So we put filler in between the jowl and the chin. Go ahead, Roberta, ask me.
Oh, it's... The jaws haven't fallen. It's just that the lines where each side of the mouth is, there are little lines, and that's what.
Okay,
I
so you're not really talking about the jowl. You're talking about wrinkles in that area,
yes,
correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm sorry I misunderstood you, but we did get an opportunity to discuss jowls with millions and millions of people. anyway, all right, so let's talk about this now. So when I choose a filler, there are two basic classes of fillers. There are fillers for fine lines and fine wrinkles, and there are fillers for deep folds and, you know, the jawline, as we were talking about, and filling deep. So the difference in the filler is the viscosity, for lack of another word. They're actually much more complex words that the physical chemists use. But the viscosity is something a lot of people understand, because you understand that maple syrup can be very thick or maple syrup can be very runny, depending on which grade you get. So the same thing for different fillers. And we use the very thin stuff for the fine wrinkles and to put in our lips and our eyelids, the lower eyelids. Yes, we do. We fill that little groove underneath the lower eyelid. So we use thinner material there. And I like hyaluronic acid. There are other materials. The reason I like hyaluronic acid is because it behaves very predictably and it rarely causes a lump. There are other substances like the Radius and like the Sculptra which have a much higher chance of causing lumps. So that's why I like hyaluronic acid. And in a disaster, which hopefully we never have, hyaluronic acid is reversible to a certain extent because we have an enzyme that digests the hyaluronic acid. So that's one of the nice things about it. We don't have that with Radius, which is calcium hydroxyl apatite, and we don't have that with Sculptra. One that I absolutely stay away from is called Belafil. Sorry, company out there, the Belafil company. That's methyl methacrylate. That is plastic in collagen. Two things that I don't think we should be injecting into anybody anymore, but that's just my opinion. So there are lots of different chemicals out there, and they're all chemicals. I choose hyaluronic acid, and of the hyaluronic acids out there, there are Juvederm products, there are products from the MERS company, there are products from the Medicis company, and I happen to like Restylane now. They are not an advertiser on my show. I wish they were an advertiser. So I have no ulterior motive other than the fact that that's what I use, and every plastic surgeon that you talk to will eventually have a favorite product that works well predictably for them. So that's the answer, Roberta, okay? Did I lose Roberta? I think that was such a long answer that Roberta fell asleep during the answer. But all right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. Someone will explain to Roberta. Maybe she can listen to the podcast. And by the way, we do have podcasts of these shows. They're on the WABC website. They're also on iTunes. So if you want to look, I've got probably a couple hundred of these broadcasts going all the way back to the very first one, December 5th, 2005. And you can go on iTunes and listen to these things. You can subscribe to the podcasts so that when we broadcast a new podcast, when we post it, it immediately gives you an alert, and then you can listen to me once again. You can listen over and over. And I'm going to say it one more time. I'm going to be on HSN because not everybody who's listening now was listening at the beginning of the show. Home Shopping Network, this coming Tuesday, listen and watch. And I'm going to be showing photographs. Those of you who have listened to me over the years talk about my skincare. We can't show you photographs on the radio, but I can on the Home Shopping Network. So we're showing photographs of a number of my patients. Actually, they're not my patients. They're study patients, because we did a study. You might remember I advertised for that last year. So we have women in the New York area who came to the office, and they used my products over a six-month period. And we took photographs at before and at 1, 2, 3, and 6 months after beginning my products. They used daytime in the morning, they used clean time soap, and they used nighttime at night. And we have great results, which I'm happy to show you. And we're showing those photographs on the Home Shopping Network this Tuesday at 2 p.m. and also Tuesday at 7 p.m. So there's two shows. I'll be on both of those. And we have a real incredible special. We really do. It's something I've never done before. Home Shopping Network twisted my arm. And yes, we're selling a complete kit, which contains one bottle of nighttime, one bottle of daytime, one bottle of soft time, the moisturizer, and a bar of clean time soap for $89.95 as opposed to $150. So those of you who have been hesitant, or those of you who are regulars, what can I say, where you're going to be able to save an awful lot of money, $60-something dollars, if you order during the show. So it's got to be during the show. It's not going to be afterwards. It won't be at 10 o'clock at night. You have to watch the show. And I can tell you that we're going to sell out. I know we're going to sell out because I know how many we have, and I know how it's sold in the past on Home Shopping Network. So 2 o'clock and 7 p.m., and only during those shows can you get that discount. So please support the products, and if you do, we're going to have many more coming out next year. Now, Sarah, I want you to hang on the line because we've got to take one more break. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. The phone number here is 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. We'll be back for our last 15-minute segment to the show. But in the next 5 seconds, you have to hear about Facebook, facebook.com. Go to the Dr. Arthur Perry page, and you'll have more and more information about things that interest you in cosmetic surgery. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, 800-848-9222. We'll be back after these words.
Did you know that most skincare doesn't help your skin, and most products contain toxins? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've designed the world's simplest skincare program, and my products are effective and safe. Start your day with Clean Time Invigorating Soap, made with the right pH and without sulfates or other toxins. Then protect your skin with Daytime SPF 20. Before sleep, massage in nighttime to feed nutrients that are scientifically proven to reduce the appearance of wrinkles and improve skin tone. My skincare reduces signs of aging by over 50% with 6 months of use. These three products are all that's needed in your skincare program, and with a WABC code, all three are yours for $75, a savings of $35. But hurry, when the summer's over, so is this offer. Call 844-DR-PERRY. That's 844-DR-PERRY. Or order on drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com.
Now at its new time, Sunday nights at 10, get ready to get ahead with Mind Your Business.
This is Yitzhak Zaftlis, host of Mind Your Business. Join me every Sunday night where I interview business leaders and ask them the questions that are on your mind. You'll gain incredible insights from executives such as Paul Massey, Jeffrey Hazlett, Linda Kaplan-Thaler, and so many others. Get ready to get ahead in today's business world.
Every Sunday night at 10 p.m. with Mind Your Business. Give your neck a break with Van Heusen's revolutionary flex collar shirt. Experience the difference of expandable comfort with the world's first collar that stretches half an inch. Now available in regular and slim fit with all-over stretch fabric. The flex collar shirt gives you the freedom to really move. Shop the collection now at Kohl's, JCPenney, and Amazon. Experience the difference of expandable comfort with the world's first collar that stretches half an inch. The flex collar shirt from Van Heusen. You're welcome.
Aging really does sneak up on us, doesn't it? Well, there is something you can do to help you look as young as you feel. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Schedule a consultation in my new Fifth Avenue or my Somerset, New Jersey offices, and we'll sit down for a full hour and come up with a plan just for you. This year, there are some great new procedures, like longer-lasting wrinkle fillers and the incredible InstaLift, which dramatically lifts your cheeks and jowls in a one-hour exam room procedure. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. On the web, it's periplasticsurgery.com. That's periplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m., right here on WABC.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
What is your wrinkle? I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is the Plastic Surgery Show, the one about you, about your wrinkles, about your fat. This is the show to call, 800-848-9222. And I want to make not quite a correction, but maybe just a little elaboration. Earlier we spoke to that young lady from Cave Creek, Arizona, and we talked about plasma skin regeneration. And it's something that I haven't really thought about in about 9 years because the company, I don't believe, sells the machines anymore, and there haven't been publications. But during the break, I did review the literature just a little bit on the machines, and there really isn't anything in print that's negative about the machine. So I want to say, if you're still listening from Cave Creek, I like to see long-term studies. I like to use machines that are in current use. And I guess that's my bias here, but I don't want to come down too hard on plasma regeneration, because there's really not a lot in the literature that's negative. And there were most of the studies were 2007, 2008, not much since then. And, so I get a little suspicious. But I don't want to be too negative about that. All right. So, Sarah, hang on. I just want to get to one other topic. I promised at the beginning of the show, we've had so many phone calls today, I do want to get to this. Many of you have seen those commercials for Kybella. And, it's a product that I offer in my practice. It's one of those injectables, but different than fillers. This one we inject into fat underneath the chin. It's called submental fat. And it dissolves. It doesn't actually dissolve it. It destroys the fat. They're bile acids, deoxycholic acid for you chemists out there, bile acids that we inject into the fat, right into the fat, and it destroys it. And so that's the theory. Usually takes about 3 treatments. It's uncomfortable when it's done. A lot of people say it hurts. You get swelling, you get bruising, and then you have to do it 3 times. Allergan is the company that has the product. I'm sure they were not thrilled to see the paper that was published in the Journal of the American Academy of Dermatology a couple weeks ago, and that's what I want to warn men in particular about, because there was quite a significant complication, a cosmetic complication with the use of it, and was published in the journal. And this was a 37-year-old man who had this treatment done, and after his initial treatment, which was done pretty much by the book, he came back a month later, and the hair under his chin started, falling out. He got what's called alopecia. That's loss of hair. But it wasn't uniform. Someone asked me, that's a great way to get rid of hair. No. In this case, and the photographs are in the case report, it was very patchy. We call it moth-eaten appearance. So there's some hair and then not hair. And it looked terrible. And they followed this person for 11 months. He got a little bit of the hair growth back, but not all of it. And, in fact, most of it is still gone. So, I'll tell you, that's some complication. If you're going in to get rid of the fat underneath your chin and you wind up losing part of your beard, if you're a man, and if you're a woman, I suppose that's a good thing. No, it's not, because it's patchy, and laser hair removal is the way to get rid of hair under the on the neck and under the chin in a non-patchy way. So the question for this is, is this a common thing? It's a new procedure. Is it going to be, 1 in 2 people? Is it going to be 1 in 100 people? Or is it 1 in 1,000,000? We don't know that yet. And that's the problem with a new procedure. If you look at the papers that have been published about Kybella, there are now 12 papers in existence. in existence, rather, but no independent papers that I've seen that demonstrate, you know, large numbers of people. Now, the company has data, and they got FDA approved, and it is a good drug. It does what it's supposed to do, but, you know, just a little warning. This paper came out, and I was surprised to see it, I'll be honest. I didn't think that was going to be an issue with this particular drug, but it is. I know that one of the issues that will occur is a nerve injury. If it's injected near a nerve, it can hurt nerves. And I always worry about new things like this, one, because there's a learning curve for any doctor. But if a non-plastic surgeon or a non-surgeon, like an ear, nose, and throat doctor, does this procedure, they're not intimately familiar with where the nerves are. You have to be a surgeon to have been there surgically, and only surgeons really know exactly what I'm talking about. But you have to be a surgeon, and if you're not, I think there's going to be more nerve injuries, and it worries me a lot if a family doctor or someone like that does this procedure. All right, Sarah, you've been hanging on forever. What can I do for you? What's your wrinkle?
Hello. Hello, doctor. Thank you for taking my call. I enjoy listening to your show every week. I'm considering doing some filler, and I wondered whether or not people are tested for whether or not they will have any kind of an allergic reaction before you do all the procedures.
Well, you might remember. How old are you, Sarah?
72.
Okay, you're 72. You sound much younger.
Oh, good.
Now, so now, in the old days of collagen, collagen was FDA approved, I believe it was 1981, and it was the only filler available from 1981 to 2003 when Restylane, which was hyaluronic acid, was approved. Collagen is a protein that was taken from the skin of cows. So collagen was cow collagen, not human collagen. In the end of the existence of collagen, by the way, they finally did make a human collagen. But by then, the product was kind of doomed because right on the horizon were the hyaluronic acids, which are so much better. So collagen, the problem with it is that you made antibodies against it.
Mm-hmm.
So you made antibodies, that means you destroyed it. And the more you did, the faster you destroyed it, because everybody made antibodies. And some people actually made enough antibodies so that they cross-reacted with the collagen in their own bodies, and that created a disease called rheumatoid arthritis or scleroderma or lupus. These are called collagen vascular diseases, and they're characterized by attacking your own collagen. So that was a terrible thing. And now, it didn't happen with one, two, or even a dozen injections. The people that got those problems had hundreds, if not thousands, of injections over the years. So not to worry if you've had just a couple of those. So that was, we wound up starting to skin test people, and I remember even back in the old days when I was a resident in the 1980s, we were skin testing people twice, not even once before that, because you got rashes, before you got the collagen injection, because people got rashes, and they might have had hives, they might have had other allergic reactions. So skin tests were standard for collagen. Now, with hyaluronic acid, which is the most common type of filler, we talked about it a little while ago, the Juvederms and the Restylanes and others out there, we don't get allergic reactions. And the reason we don't get allergic reactions is because those products are made from hyaluronic acid by bacteria, and they're identical to the hyaluronic acid in your body. Unlike the collagen, which was a complex protein, the hyaluronic acid is a complex sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to bore people with the chemistry. However, the fact is you don't make antibodies against hyaluronic acid because it's exactly the same as the one in your body. Now, where you could get an allergic reaction is most, not all, but most of these injectables now are mixed with lidocaine. So lidocaine is a local anesthetic, and if you're allergic to lidocaine, then you will be allergic to the filler that's injected. So you have to be careful, and if you do have a lidocaine allergy, you need to tell your doctor, because your doctor can choose one of the hyaluronic acids that does not have lidocaine in it. Now, they're becoming harder and harder to find now because the predominant mixture is lidocaine and a filler. So the answer long-winded answer is we don't need to skin test if we're doing using hyaluronic acid. And in fact, there is no real skin test. You'd have to use a whole syringe, and your doctor will tell you that, well, that's $300 that he pays just for the syringe, so kind of a lot to do, and it's just not necessary. Now, there is one collagen product still out there, and I mentioned that earlier, and that's called Bellafil. That's the one I don't think personally is a good product. I'm sorry, that's my opinion, because it's got collagen in it, and it's got methyl methacrylate, which is plastic, and it becomes a permanent filler. And many of you out there say, well, that sounds great to me, a permanent filler. I don't have to come back to Dr. Perry every year and a half to have injections. Once I get it, that's it. The problem with a permanent filler is it's permanent. And that means if you have a problem, like an infection or a bad result or a lump or something like that, there's no way to get rid of it other than to cut the stuff out. And that happens, unfortunately. So I don't like permanent fillers like silicone or this newer one, which is Bellafil. And I actually wrote a letter to the editor of the New York Times. They published it when the company went out of business. And I said, you know, good for consumers, except for the fact that someone bought them out of bankruptcy and they're out there again. So that's my take on the permanent fillers. The ones that...
I was looking for the other ones, the hyaluronic acid. I have one other question that might be a little bit more difficult for you to
answer. Well, we've only got about 20 seconds, so ask fast. I may or may not be able to get to it. Go ahead.
What is the average price range that a woman would pay to come in and do fillers?
Well, it depends on how many syringes you need. So I believe it starts at somewhere around $1,200, and then two syringes might be, $1,800, something like that. That's a typical price in the New York area. All right, got to get off the air now. They're kicking me out of the studio. Don't forget Home Shopping Network, Tuesday, 2 p.m., 7 p.m. Please watch the show, and if you're so inclined, buy a complete kit. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? We'll be back on the air next week. But don't forget, Tuesday, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. Have I said enough? Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Jennifer. We'll see you all next week.